may be inaccurate, because Bible says, for that which is highly esteemed among men is despised before God. Bible also says the foolishness of God, if God, if there's any foolishness there, is wiser than the wisdom of men. Somebody said, if you want to know the will of God, ask an unbeliever. Whatever the unbeliever does, just do the opposite. Now, I'm not saying you should do that, but it's just like a test. Because an unbeliever cannot tell you to do the will of God. It is opposite. It is contrary. Praise God. In Isaiah, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, God said to Samuel, God does not see as man seeth. So clearly our definition does not align. I see people saying, come for happy hour, only for happy hour to become sad hour. Don't be fooled, don't be tricked, don't be lied to. The book of Ecclesiastes gave us a graphic picture of man's definition of happiness. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 from verse 1 in Amplified Version. Do you have Message by any means? Do you have Message? Message is also very sweet. If we have Message, that would be very helpful. So this morning we start off with how not to be happy, so that we can truly be happy. Thank you. God bless you. Or if we see anybody not being truly happy, we can correct them and show them how to be truly happy. And at the last, we ourselves will live a truly happy life. This is the word of Solomon. He had fortune. He tested everything that man will describe as a pursuit of happiness. He said, I said to myself, let's go for it. He has money. You know, I tell some people, the only reason why they are not doing certain things is because they can't afford it. Somebody took another person's wife to Dubai. Now, some people are laughing, but the truth is that you are not sure you will do the same until you have money like that man. Yeah, thank you. Because the great restraint is not in what you can afford or what can afford, but in the context of the person you truly are. I don't want us to forget that. You won't do error. I said to myself, let's go for it. Experiment with pleasure. Have a good time. But there was nothing to it. Lighthouse, please. You don't need to experience it to avoid it. If you wait for experience to teach you, you are a bad learner. And you employ a bad teacher. Because the cruelty of experience will show you you could have avoided it. The cruelty of experience. I saw a woman, he said, look, don't be like, I was telling her daughter, this is where my own brought me. Oh, if you like, make the same mistake. I heard it, or was told me. He said, but this is the story of this man warning you and I how not to be happy, so that you won't be fooled. Look at verse 2. What do I think of fun-filled life? His conclusion was, it is insane. Inane. My verdict on the pursuit of happiness. A true person will not need it. Look over to verse 3. With the help of a bottle of wine and all wisdom I could muster, I tried all, I tried my level best to penetrate the absurdity of life. You know, it is error for a Christian to envy an unbeliever. It is a major error. They should detain that person in church for life. Praise God. Anybody you envy an unbeliever should not even be discharged from church. Praise God. Because he's, don't do that ever again. He said, I wanted to get a handle on anything useful we mortals might do during the years we spend on this earth. He went out to get all of it. Go on to verse 4. Oh, in his own account, he said, I did great things. Somebody is just looking that if only I can have money now. I take this girl to Cancun. You are going to hell, praise God. Hell straight. You know, but you won't do it in Jesus' name. He said, I did great things, built houses, planted vineyards. Verse 5. Designed gardens and parks and planted a variety of fruit trees in them. Made pools of water to irrigate the groves of trees. I bought slaves, male and female, who had children, giving me even more slaves. Then I acquired large herds and flocks, larger than any before me in Jerusalem. He did everything nobody else had done in pursuit of pleasure. I piled up silver and gold, loot from kings and kingdoms. I gathered a chorus of singers to entertain me with songs, and most exquisite of all pleasure, voluptuous maidens for my bed. Oh, how I prospered. I left all my predecessors in Jerusalem far. Did you see that? Far. You remember where Jesus made us sit? Far above. This one went far below. I left them behind in the dust. Did you see that? Where is dust? Below. You won't go below. What's more, I kept a clear head through it all. He didn't lose his mind. He was conscious of what he was seeking and pursuing. After he finished doing it, he said, there's still more. He didn't lose his, he didn't become mad. He was not psycho in the midst of it. He took drugs, he survived. He took heroin, he didn't go mad. Did you see that? He said, in all of it, I didn't lose my wisdom. Everything I wanted, I took. I never said what? No to myself. I gave in to every impulse. You know what impulse is? You didn't plan it. We should dance? Okay, now since you said so, I'm not doing anything. That won't be you. I told my children, your friend can't just call you and say, okay, let's go. He shows he didn't have any plan before. You can't tell him, oh, no, I can't come now. This is what I plan to do at the end of the day. Many times why I, even when people send me email, I find it disruptive because there are things I'm focused on doing, because when I go and check my email, I will be so far distracted that I can't really catch up with what I plan to do before the end of the day. Then GC will say, Pastor, we send you the design. You didn't approve it. I have so much laid up. And I agree, truly, because if I don't focus, I will be distracted. Praise God. I gave in to every impulse, held back nothing. I sucked the marrow of pleasure. Did you see that account? Out of every task. My reward to myself for a hard day's work. You said, you know, people said, whoever works hard must play hard. You won't go to hell. Praise God. So the way to play hard, you know, a woman called me, said, you know, you won't go there. Because some things are better than no head. You know, maybe as pastor I have capacity, you know, I can shed it all. But I've noticed that in your bid to tell people a lot of things, you can implicate them. You say, even pastor says somebody else did it. Yeah, daddy, I've noticed that. So I refrain from the content and the extent of illustrations I give. You won't fail. Verse 11. Then I took a good look at everything I've done. Look at all the sweat and all the hard labor, all this run around. But when I looked, I saw nothing but smoke. That's hell, I tell you. Please. Where is smoke? It's not from, they said there is no, if I saw fire. But you won't be found there. Smoke and spitting into the wind. There was nothing to any of it. Praise God. So beware of happy hour, they call it. I'm not saying you should not relax. But let's see what God defines as happiness. Happiness is a feeling of pleasure and contentment. True happiness is a feeling of pleasure and contentment. And this feeling is a product of strength and security, power and prosperity. Praise God. The first day I took, we bought a car with car loan. You know, we just go to the, you know, they didn't even take anything from me. They said, how much am I ready to pay? I said, 250. And I signed, and they gave me a car free. I mean, like new. I don't know whether to be happy or sad. Because there's no security. Praise God. But God, I tell God, you see this church? Anything God won't buy, we won't price. Anything God won't buy, anything we have, we own. Anything this church has, they will do. We are not leasing nada. Praise God. As till Jesus comes in glory. To be happy is a product of strength and security. Let's see. Let's take an adventure to the Bible. Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30, verse 13. You can have it. Let's see it in NIV so that. Then Leah said, how happy I am. The women will call me happy. So he named his newborn son, she named her newborn son Hasa. God gave us a word for this month. Happy is the man. Oh God. Lord, what's this definition of this happy? What do you want to make of me? The context of this woman naming this child Asa. As a matter of fact, Asa is a Hebrew word that is translated in English as happy. Asa. Leah had had 4 children for Jacob. And according to the scriptures, she was not beloved. Rachel was beloved. In fact, she was hated. So she had 4 children. And when Rachel saw that the way this thing is going, you don't forget, our title for this month is Happy is the Man Whose Quiver is Full of Them. At the vigil, we roll back to, we should discuss about harrows. And the Bible says, children are like harrow. And we roll up to say that God wants us to be fruitful, to be productive, to, you know, to bring forth for our own strength and security. So after the 4th child, Rachel saw that the way this thing is going, attention will shift from me. Because she had no strength or security, she was not happy. You remember the story of Hannah? After the man of God prayed for her, Bible says she went away and her countenance was no longer sad. So Rachel went and employed a maid. Said, don't let me remain like this. Go into, let my husband go into you. She had two children. Then Asa said, my security is at risk. She went to her own maid too, Zilpha. She said, you two go. Guard came. The word guard means troop. Troop. Said, well, I'm getting more strength. Then Leah said, okay, go again. She said, now I am happy. And women shall call me happy. Why? Because I have strength and security. Have you heard there is strength in numbers? Lighthouse, God wants you and I to grow in security, to grow in strength, to be happy, having a feeling of pleasure and contentment about the events that surround our lives. You will no longer be sad in Jesus. Amen. See the prayer of Jacob over Asa. When Jacob was about to die, he called all his children and began to make pronouncement. They're not even prayers. They were pronouncement, prophecy. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 20. See the blessing upon Asa, or upon a man that is truly happy, because that's his name. Asa's food will be rich. You will not eat by measure again in Jesus' name. You will not eat because of the fear of things running out in Jesus' name. You will not hold back today's own for tomorrow's sake in Jesus' name. Oh, people who live life in that manner are not truly happy. But God will cure every threat in everybody's life in Jesus' name. He said, Asa's food will be rich. It will also be so nutritious, so enriching, it will be fit for a king. Don't forget what we said. God's definition of happiness is a feeling of pleasure and contentment. Bible says godliness and contentment is a great gain. When Moses was about to leave in Deuteronomy chapter 33, he also blessed the children of Israel. If you recall, God, Jacob placed a curse on Reuben. He said he will not be successful. He will not excel. But for Moses' sake, who overturned that curse in his life. But let's see what he said concerning Asa, or the happy man. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24, my brother, my dear. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24. Why? Because God wants us, you and I, to be an example of a truly rich, happy person. You see, when you are happy, there must be a feeling of security that accompany what we are happy about. King Kunjiko. When you reflect, nothing should upset what causes you to be happy. Well, Pastor, everything looks okay, but I don't know. If they fire me now, there's nothing to do again. That won't be your story. Amen. You won't reflect on your retirement age and be sad. Amen. About as I said, can we have it in KJV? So that he said, let Asa be blessed with children. Talking about strength. Let Asa be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his feet in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. We also always say, as thy days are short, that it's for happy people. Did you say that there? It's for happy. Praise God. Why will he be happy? Because there's no stress or threat around him. No stress or threat. To God be the glory. You see that van there? There's no threat on it. It's secured. Praise God. You see this chair? You see his happy face. So I'm telling you. I'm not kidding, to be honest with you. You see how we wrote it? It's a happy face. To God alone be all the glory. What do those things? I've told God, I'm okay. I'm trusting God for my own personal life. Oh God, this mortgage, help me. But can you imagine God too having mortgage to pay? And God is at threat. They're coming to take the church. And I say, God, please help me now. this mortgage. And God will say, you are talking about your own. What about my own? We are all sad together. It won't be said of your God. My people's happiness is a product of strength and security. See what he said. He said, be blessed with many children, fruitfulness, increase. Be acceptable to your brethren, goodwill and high ranking. They rate him high in the family. You won't be ranked low. Let his feet, did you see her mommy's testimony? Everybody in the city, not in the family. Habib, mommy, yeah, that's how you'll be envied. Because happy is the man. They saw strength and security about her life. She's not looking to people in the society. People in the society are looking to her. That's your story. He said, let him dip his feet in oil, riches and abundance. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Talking about security. As thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Enduring and posterity. Let's stand up on our feet. We'll continue. We have a whole year, a whole month to study it. But see the God's definition for a happy man. Some people, threats make them sad. Why? Because there's no security. Thank God this month, this cow, if they come and take it now, what would they do? What will I do? But that won't be your story. Over your children, you won't be insecure. How will these children eat now? How would they go to school? How would they do this? God will cure that threat in our life. As you look into the future, you look into the future with the feeling of strength and contentment in the name of Jesus. When you reflect at the things that had gone past, you will reflect on the strength and security of God. You will encounter life with power and prosperity. Lift your hands to God and say, God, make me a happy person. Make me. The composition of Asa was filled with strength and security. Leah said, now am I happy. Why? She has strength in numbers of children. She has security. Nobody can threaten her again. And she called her name Asa. My true prayer is that every time people look on you, they will see you happy. In the name of Jesus. That's where God is taking you and I. Happy is the man that has his quiver full. You won't look around and you will see your quiver empty. You won't look around and you will be deprived of joy because of a threatening calamity, occasioned by threat of lack in the name of Jesus. That's where you and I are. God is taking you and I. Lord, make me a happy person. We are happy people. Praise the Lord. Cause we have the Bible, God's own word. Satan took a hold of us. Jesus came and set us free on the tree of Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord. Say, Lord, don't let me ever be sad again. See, give me strength and security. Let me produce, oh God, that which is sufficient for myself. In the name of Jesus, remove threat and stress from me. Make me a happy and secured person over my future, over my past, over the family, over the ministry. Bible says, they shall not be afraid of evil times. That's what the Bible says. They will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Trust in the Lord. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we lift up this house to you. Make us a band of happy people. Anytime you people look on us, let them see that we are safe and secure, strong. Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong. Hallelujah. They will not be afraid of evil tidings. Thank you, precious Father. If you have anything that you reflect on, maybe you didn't remember it. And so as soon as you remember, you say, your heart will just drop. Receive grace this morning. Say, Lord, cure this threat. Cure this threat. That's what happened to Leah. She looked at you and said, this girl, it will overtake me. But God cured her threat. And she now said, even women themselves will call me happy. Say, Lord, cure every threat that is against my security. Free me from threats. Free me from want. Give me a happy face that through me others may be raised up. Thank you, precious Father. Lord, we just thank you for the sweet and blessed word to us today. That's where you are taking us. Not looking around for where they are selling liquor. You won't go there again. But you look within to find strength and security that comes from God. Lord, honor your word over the lives of all of us, that through us a reflection of a happy person may be truly known. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stretch your hands and pray for me that I'll be a happy pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah! Safe and secured in the love of the Master. Not looking here or there. Not